Country Club FM.
Here's the Bob Almanac taking center stage for today, Thursday. It's the first week of September. We're at September 5 and 248 left to go, 117. Actually, 117 left to go, and we're 248 in. So 1698, you know, when your government has gotten to the point where it's taxing beards, you know that a lot of the revenue streams have dried up.
Yes.
You know, England did it a few centuries prior, and this state in 1698, Russian Tsar Peter the Great imposes a Russian tax on beards. And I'm going to assume there were more beards in Russia than there were in England. Although England was like in the 1300s, whenever one of the kings, whoever that was, imposed the beard tax. But, you know, we're just throwing things up there. You know, what can we tax? We got to tax smiles. What can we tax? We can.
How did they decide how much to tax somebody for a beard? It was for just wearing a beard.
They would test it. Yeah, they would test the coarseness of it, and you know how easily a comb would run through it. The more dense, the more tax. I mean, it was pretty basic.
I wonder if a lot of guys shaved their beards off at that point.
I would.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay a tax.
I don't want to pay for it.
1793, this date, the big reign of terror began in France.
Hmm.
The Robespierre, they were using the guillotine like it was a slap chop.
One of those
Ronco things.
Right.
It was a reign of terror. Robespierre was running rampant. 1793 is part of the French Revolution, of course, as you know.
What year was that?
1793.
Wow.
1793. Now, in
1935. I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
Gene Autry appeared in a Western movie for the first time. His first ever Western feature was called Tumblin' Tumbleweeds.
Mm-hmm.
This was before he owned the California Angels.
Right.
Neil.
Right.
It was released.
Or whatever they were.
In 35. 1945.
Tokyo Rose, whose enemy propaganda broadcast supplied laughs for Pacific GIs, American-born Eva Toguri, facing possible treason trial, questioned by a naval intelligence officer.
Well, where were you born?
In Los Angeles, California.
She's in Los Angeles. Probably a fan of they weren't the Angels or the Dodgers. There's no professional baseball yet in the 40s. But she was in Japan. She was Tokyo Rose. She was arrested this date. She served 6 years in prison, later pardoned by U.S. President Ford.
Huh.
President Ford, very good at pardoning.
Yes,
I think most of the significant things he did in office, other than falling over, were pardoning.
Pardons.
Yeah. 1945. I'm sure there were some other good things, but those are the only things that come to mind right now. That was in 45, 11 years later.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
You might be familiar with this little ditty. Johnny Cash.
It lists here
as his debut song. It really isn't his debut song. This was his first release to chart on the Billboard 100, but he had a couple, including Cry, 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 which was released before this. But for the mass public, this was his first hit.
I find it very,
this date, 1956, it hit the music charts and would go to number one on the country charts in 56 for Johnny Cash. Start of a nice long career for Mr. Cash.
Yep, he did well.
1960, not as long as he'd like, though.
No.
After he was, was it RCA that said goodbye to him, and he wasn't all too happy about it.
Just moments later in the award ceremony, the fighters take their places on the victory stand. Cassius Clay is presented the coveted gold medal for his tremendous victory in the light heavyweight division of the Olympic boxing championship.
Cassius Clay, we would know him later as Muhammad Ali, won the Olympic gold medal in the light heavyweight boxing match, Rome, the 1960 Olympics. He defeated Ziggy Petrzyszkowski.
Mm-hmm.
This date, 1960. Ziggy gave up a pretty good battle, too.
Yeah.
He gave him a good battle. He was a good, strong fighter. And that was 1960. In 61, the U.S. government made airline hijacking a federal offense. Prior to that, I think it was just a petty misdemeanor. But now it is a federal offense for airline hijacking. That was in 61. 72, speaking of Olympics.
John Moshe Weinberg, the Israeli team wrestling coach, tried to stop the terrorists from breaking into Building 31. He was killed along with Josef Romano, an Israeli weightlifter. But in the struggle that followed, the Israelis somehow managed to stab and seriously wound three of the terrorists, who eventually were left behind by their comrades.
So 1972, this was the date that the PLO terrorists entered the Olympic Village in Munich, Germany. And they took hostages, and then eventually it led to the airport where all the hostages were killed. That was the next day. It was the next day that you heard Jim McKay do the whole "they're all gone" thing live on ABC TV.
I remember it well.
Yeah, that was in Munich. This date in 1972. Oh, we mentioned Gerald Ford. Here's some Gerald Ford news. This date, 1975.
Suddenly, a young woman holding a gun appeared at the president's side. A Secret Service agent grabbed a gun and wrestled the young woman to the ground as other agents formed a tight protective shield around the president and moved him swiftly to the Capitol.
Lynette Squeaky Fromm, who was a disciple of Charles Manson, tried to shoot President Gerald Ford this day. So I guess he's known also, mentioned pardons and being a little clumsy. He's also known for escaping assassination twice in the span of like 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Because it was just a few weeks after this one that later on in September of 75, you had, there was Squeaky Fromm, and who was the other one? Sarah Jane Olson.
Yes.
So, 75.
Well, he was an athlete. Really?
He was. So
Gerald Ford
duck.
Was an athlete.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you slow down the tape, he looks like Neo.
Yeah.
From Matrix,
yeah,
avoiding
right.
the bullet.
Right.
So, that was this date in 75. 1999, let's remember... We thought it would be fun. It's Alan Funt here today.
Now, these balls are regular. The pins are plaster of Paris. Here's a guy who could really knock them all down.
It was a classic candid camera. Smile, you're on candid camera, Neil.
Yes, I love it.
It was the classic candid camera bit that where the pins shattered. They're made of plaster of Paris. Familiar jingle there. So Alan Funt, who gave us Candid Camera, he invented it, and those hidden camera shows, they do them today.
He and Durwood Kirby.
Yeah, the Impractical Jokers
yeah.
is a good example of that now.
Right, it's still being used.
He was 84, and then in 2006.
This is the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
Hi, everyone. I'm very happy to be with you tonight.
Yeah, she made the move from the NBC Today Show to the CBS Evening News anchor desk. And that was Walter Cronkite doing
yes.
the intro. I'd forgotten that they had used Walter Cronkite
yeah,
there for
too.
A while as their intro to their evening news. Katie Couric, 2006 CBS Evening News debut. Birthdays.
Hello.
Just hearing hello. It's TV theme time.
Yes, it is. Bob Newhart, the man with the button-down mind, is 90 today. 9-0 for Bob Newhart.
Funny man.
Very funny.
Nobody does deadpan better.
And I don't know if anybody has had, one man has had two, you can probably, on one hand, you can probably list and count the number of gentlemen who had not one but two very, very, very successful number one kind of sitcoms.
Right.
You know, go from one to the other. And he did.
He did.
Bob Newhart. Happy birthday. 90 today. He was busy right up until the last, recently here, because he was, he had a cameo as, was it the, not Bill Guy, Bill Nye the Science Guy, but he on the Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
He was on there, had a recurring role.
My commitment? You've got it.
Your word is worthless.
Marry me.
Right.
What do I have to say to get through to you? I'm asking you to marry me right here, now, this minute.
I'm already married.
Professor Proton, that was Bob Newhart's character on the Big Bang Theory. There's William Devane. That's him on Knot's Landing. Remember how good Knot's Landing was?
Yeah, I was dating a gal, and Thursday nights, couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
It was Knot's Landing or nothing.
William Devane, he was the ladies' man on Knot's Landing. He's 80 today, the big 8-0. How about this?
My name's Bond. James Bond.
He's kind of the forgotten Bond.
He
George
is.
Lazenby just won, and that was on Her Majesty's Secret Service. I remember that one because that's the one with Kojak in it, Telly Savalas.
Yes, and it's the one where he got married. And then at the end, his wife was gunned down.
80 for George Lazenby today.
Aren't you Raquel Welch?
You know who I am. Now, what are you doing?
Nothing. I just wasn't moving my arms.
That's it. You're going down.
Catch fights.
Raquel Welch. She was the it girl for many, many, many years.
For sure.
And she is 79. You remember this one. This is a big hit from 76. Might have even been the song of the year. It should have been.
She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain.
I don't know if it's a song of the year, but we know it's the year of the cat.
Explanation, she'll just tell you that she came.
And they got a song on the radio.
In the year of the cat.
We would watch his time passages.
I saw him out at Harriet Island.
Was he good?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Al
really
Stewart,
good.
74.
You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road.
One of my favorites.
Skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
And we can all relate.
Stinking to high heaven.
Go ahead and stink. It hurts in the olfactory. It's Loudon Wainwright III. He's 73 on our list today. Michael Keaton.
Are you a ghost too?
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
He was great as Beetlejuice.
He was.
He was Mr. Mom. He was Batman.
He was.
He was the most recent, I shouldn't say the most recent, it was Spider-Man Homecoming. He was the bad guy.
Yes.
In Spider-Man Homecoming.
We may see him again.
Scene, it kind of looks like yes. We will.
Yes.
Michael Keaton, 68 on our list.
No, you're never gonna get it. Never, ever gonna get it.
No, Neil, are you ever gonna get it?
I doubt
waiting.
It.
We've been waiting for you to get it.
Right. I'm a little slow on the uptake.
This is the group En Vogue, and Terry Ellis, one of the founding members of En Vogue, is 56. Dweezil Zappa.
Oh, sure.
Frank Zappa, he's got his moon unit, and he has his Dweezil. Frank no longer with us, of course, but Dweezil is, and Dweezil is 50, and she was Jennifer Keaton.
Scott and I used to be best friends. He never used to like Mallory at all. Now it's the opposite. What has Mallory got that I don't?
That's a tough question for Alex P. Keaton to answer, but I think he will do his best to answer that. From Family Ties, Tina Yothers.
Oh, sure.
Happy birthday today. She was the blonde. She was the youngest daughter.
Yeah.
Before they brought Andrew in, who had hair like a girl, but it was a boy.
Sure.
So Tina Yothers here today. She's 46.
Gone, but not forgotten today. He's from the Old West. Notorious outlaw Jesse James, who ran into some trouble in Northfield. But then he ended up being killed by members of his own gang, of course. Some say he was readjusting a picture on the wall, shot in the back. And kind of knew it was coming. He could sense it was the end. Jesse James was born on this day, 1847. Sir Walter Raleigh, born on this day, 1861. What about market researcher A.C. Arthur Charles Nielsen? We just had some news here involving the Nielsens here.
The Nielsen ratings have killed the number of shows.
Yes, they have. They certainly have.
Good shows, too.
It's a bit of an inexact science, but it's the only thing we have in our industry. They now do television and radio at the Nielsens, 1897. Academy Award-winning producer Daryl Zanuck. You may remember some of the programs and movies he was about. And he was the lead singer for Queen, Freddie Mercury.
I've been trying to perfect the whole Radio Gaga thing, but maybe we need to have a baby do the show. Gaga, goo goo, the whole thing.
Well, is Radio Gaga related to Lady Gaga? I mean, that's a question.
There might be some relation there. I mean, her songs are on the radio,
so there is
some correlation there.
Yeah, yeah. Freddie Mercury was born on this day in 1946. He's been with the movies and stuff they did about Queen. He's been mentioned a lot recently. He is all, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And the guy who played him in that movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, was outstanding.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I haven't seen it yet.
Very good job. I might have put that on your list. So that's it. They're all gone, but not forgotten. I'll be back in studio for today's All Request Lunch Hour. We're going to start your no-repeat workday here with a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Continuous music, uninterrupted, Neil will take you through it. Would you like to start it with Garth Brooks, Not Counting You, from his debut album? Or Hal Ketchum, Past the Point of Rescue? Or Blackhawk, Big Guitar?
Oh, man. Tough, tough.
I know.
Many people would say, I'm sure I'd go Blackhawk, but I think we're going to go Hal today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River.